English bands that have made history. Number one, The Beatles. The English band with which it all began in the 60s was The Beatles, or as they were popularly called in Spanish-speaking countries, Los Beatles. They were considered the most important representatives of rock, and in addition, they were popular precursors of the British invasion of rock in the 60s. The whirlwind that was The Beatles left Liverpool in 1960 with the talents of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison. In all its years of experience, 1960 to 1970, the group experimented with different musical styles and was a pioneer in composition, recording, and artistic presentation, until music videos of bands like this were a pattern to follow. Their influences on pop culture extended beyond Europe, where they were also considered leaders in music and rock.
Number two, The Rolling Stones. English rock music was also provided by The Rolling Stones, a band that was formed in 1962 with Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Bill Wyman, and Charlie Watts. The Stones' dark and sexual energy made them one of the best rock bands around. Thanks to the songs like Sympathy for the Devil, Paint It Black, and Satisfaction, The Rolling Stones may have been the first of the English bands to pioneer hard rock and define it in their own way.
Number three, Queen. Of course, a list of British bands from the 70s cannot conclude without mentioning Queen. Without a doubt, Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor and John Deacon were great performers and creators of shows that remain fixed in the memory of pop and rock music enthusiasts. The British invasion of rock was finally consolidated with Queen, a band that was destined for success from the first moment thanks to its music and the way in which it presented itself. Bohemian Rhapsody was their 1975 single, which is an example of their unique musical approach. The essence and ability to create successful pieces with different types of music. Among their most iconic songs are Radio Gaga, Another One Bites the Dust, I Can't Live With You, I Want to Break Free, The Show Must Go On, We Are the Champions, Somebody to Love, to name but a few. These have stood the test of time and continue to be played regularly today.
Number four, The Cure. Punk took place again with The Cure, the English new wave post-punk pop rock band, which was founded in 1976 in Crawley, West Sussex. Before being known as The Cure, the band was initially called Malice, then Easy Cure, and finally settled on The Cure in 1978. Since its creation, Robert Smith has been the leader, songwriter, vocalist, and guitarist, and that has earned him an induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. He's also accompanied by Simon Gallup, Reeves Gabriels, and Roger O'Donnell. Their most notable pieces are Just Like Heaven, Never Enough, and Friday I'm in Love. If there's something to highlight about The Cure, as one of the groups of the British 80s, it is their fidelity to punk without falling into trivialities, because with their lyrics and their music, they hoped that their followers would also understand that it's all about going against the grain and being who you are without trying to keep up appearances.
Number five, Coldplay. Coldplay is a band that managed to fuse the best of British pop and rock to position itself among the best of the last two decades. It all started with Chris Martin and Johnny Buckland in 1996, although the final group lineup was achieved the following year and included Will Champion and Guy Berryman, who began to play concerts and managed to release their Safety EP in mid-1998. Before the decade was out, Coldplay had already signed a recording contract, several EPs, and began working on their first album. At the beginning of 2000, and with a significant number of concerts and festivals to their name, they released Parachutes, an album that includes Yellow, the single that led the band to become part of popular culture. After their success, Coldplay was able to continue maturing, surpassing themselves and building a constantly evolving sound that absorbed multiple genres, as can be seen in Milo Xyloto, 2011, A Head Full of Dreams, 2015, and Everyday Life, 2019. The group's latest studio album, which remains current and touring, is Music of the Spheres, released at the end of 2021.